sexy voice of Hollywood.
Hello, sexy voice of Seattle.
How are you, Anzu?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard the episode on Michael Jackson.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, you know, I used to work for his music supervisor. Both my sister and I worked for him, and so sometimes we would, you know, have to, like, get calls from him, and I've even, like, babysat Little Prince.
Yeah. Oh man, we have to do a whole another show on that.
From, you know, working for Steven Seagal as well, that when you get to a position like that, it was just a very surreal kind of experience working for the whole Michael team. Hey, Robert.
Hello, Anzu.
I should write a book. You know, one day. First things first.
Greetings and welcome to Sexy Voices of Hollywood with your hosts Robert Taylor and
Yayoi Winfrey.
Every other week on this show, we'll present another sexy voice of Hollywood.
This week's guest is Anzu Lawson. Besides having a sexy Hollywood voice, Anzu is a multi-ethnic professional actress, musician, and stand-up comic. In a review of her performance at the Hollywood Improv, The Examiner wrote, quote, Anzu Lawson is a consummate and multi-talented performer who represents the new triple threat in Hollywood, singer, actress, and stand-up comedian. Anzu Lawson is an entertainment force who consistently delivers, regardless of the genre, end quote.
Anzu has guest starred in more than half a dozen network shows, including a recent spot on Criminal Minds as Dr. Ruiz, a Latina. She's also played lead and supporting roles in 8 films over the years, including working opposite Christian Slater in He Was a Quiet Man for Showtime. Anzu is driven, fearless, funny, vivacious, and sexy. She's been described as an Asian Kim Cattrall. Fluent in Japanese, Anzu has a goal to redefine Asian American stereotypes in a fun and entertaining way. A 2010 graduate of the UCLA screenwriting program, Anzu has just completed her unique comedic screenplay called Geisha School Dropout.
You can see Anzu on www.youtube.com/AnzuLawson. And she spells her name A-N-Z-U Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N.
That link will be posted on our YouTube page, Sexy Voices of Hollywood. Welcome to the show, Anzu.
Hello, hello. Hi, Robert. Hi, Ayoi.
Hello.
Hi, Anzu.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for appearing on our show.
Thank you. So how can I be of service today?
How did you get such an interesting name?
Well, Anzu means apricot in Japanese. I think it means pear in Korean. But the letter or the word un in Japanese is good fortune, good destiny. So my mom gave us names with the letters un in it.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very, very interesting.
Indeed, indeed. You're mixed with Japanese, Korean, and Caucasian. How has being multi-ethnic...
That makes me Caucasian.
That makes you Caucasian.
That makes me Caucasian, yes.
Certainly does. How has being multi-ethnic affected your career?
Well, it has been good, and I don't want to say bad, but, you know, I think right now the trend that I'm seeing is that television is the forerunner in really representing the melting pot of America, and film has really yet to follow suit. But you'll see all the diversity showcases that Fox and NBC and CBS and ABC are doing. They're really making a conscious effort to bring more Asians, Indians, Latinas, African Americans into the pot, you know, to the TV and commercials. Commercials, they don't really have multi-ethnic couples yet as much as they should, but, you know, so it goes TV, film, and then commercials. What I've been seeing. So a lot of opportunities now. It's a good time to be multi-ethnic. When I first started out, it was, okay, concubine, or, you know, a lot of roles I did were with heavy Asian accent. So my first movie I did was Viggo Mortensen. You know, I asked the director, I said, does she have to have an accent? And, you know, she was the virgin goddaughter of the Japanese mafia. So, of course she has to have an accent. So, but now I don't see it so much.
Since you speak Japanese, will you honor us with a few words?
Hajimemashite, Anzu Lawson desu. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Hi.
I just ordered a yellowtail sashimi.
Very funny, very funny.
Kawaii. I guess. So, Anzu, you've been featured in a lot of movies, and I'm just wondering if you have any favorite ones, any favorite roles out there?
The one that I did with Christian Slater was really special because, A, I got to work with Frank Capello for the third time, and he was the one that put me in my first movie in America. But I distinctly remember seeing Christian Slater out in some club, I don't know, 10 years ago, and he was like sectioned off in this VIP area, and we were there, and I just kind of looked over and I said, one day I'm gonna make a movie with him.
Wow.
Cut to, I look over and I'm holding Christian's hand and we're getting ready to do the scene, and I was like, wait a minute, this really happened. I can't believe it. So in that respect, that was really special. So
that role was in the film He Was a Quiet Man?
Yes. And unfortunately, my scene with Christian, my big scene with Christian, is in the deleted barbecue scenes.
Oh, no.
It's still the movie, but, you know, because it had to, you know. But, no, that was really special. So
on top of being an actress, a musician, a stand-up comic, then you're also psychic, because you looked over and made this prediction that you would be in a film with him someday, right?
You know, and I did it again with Criminal Minds, and I was like, God, how did I do that? What's the formula? And I, you know, honestly, I was thinking about it before I got on this interview with you guys today. I was thinking, you know, it's just claiming and being in your knowing and putting it out to the universe and being without any doubt, because I did not have any doubts. I was so sure of myself when I was much younger.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, though.
But you believe in that theory, right?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what you believe comes.
Earlier you mentioned some casting trends, and you were saying that lately you have seen more a variety, more diversity of ethnicities, particularly in television, and you mentioned, you know, being multi-ethnic and seeing more multi-ethnic people. Now, is that kind of a good thing if you're, like, you in particular played the role of a Latina woman, but you're mostly Asian and Caucasian? So do you find that is happening, that you are being offered roles that are of other ethnicities but not of your own? Is that happening with you?
This week I went on a couple auditions, and it was just a melting pot, you know, multi-ethnic. So, you know, everybody from, I mean, like, the audition yesterday was for a cop role, so you can just imagine. And most of the episodics now, the bad guys will be the white person.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. I don't know. I've noticed that they're definitely more open, and they want that. They want to represent. Then making a big effort by having these diversity showcases for each network, featuring up-and-coming multi-ethnic or ethnic people. But in commercials, you know, a lot of times if you go in for a commercial and you're a family, they won't mix up the races. So you won't see an Asian woman with an African-American or an Indian with a white. You won't see that in commercials, not yet, so.
But do you find that an advantage for you because you're ethnically unidentifiable, that there are more roles open to you?
God, if I spoke Spanish, oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're breaking in the dough right now. Holy smokes, Spanish.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
What are some of the musical instruments you play?
Well, my main thing is guitar and piano, but I write different songs on guitar than I would piano, so I guess I write the faster songs on the guitar.
What kinds of songs do you write and perform, exactly?
Right now, I'm just kind of playing with, going back and forth between the acoustic guitar and the piano. The last album I did, we recorded each song and explored different sounds and production, and it took a long time to finish the album that way. So the next album I want to write, I just want to finish the songs on just one instrument and then record them all at once.
Is there any particular genre that you perform?
Well, I love rock and roll, but my voice lends itself to probably more world trip-hop piano singer-songwriter thing.
Now, tell us about your song that was recently recorded by a Christian artist named Tess.
Yes, I recorded a song 10 years ago. Some guy broke my heart. I wrote a song called Take Me Back. And, you know, a producer by the name of Joey Steck recorded it. I forgot all about it. I get a call and he says, "Hey, Anzu, can you rewrite these lyrics? Because I've got a Christian artist who, and I really like this song." And so instead of it being Take Me Back After All I've Done, Find It In Your Heart to Let Me Right All My Wrongs, I threw in a couple Jesus and Lord Grace type words.
Very nice.
So now God is forgiving her and taking her back. And Jesus saves.
Jesus saves.
Jesus saves. He's saving me with my rent.
That always helps too, yes.
So, I mean, you know, Christian music is huge, and I'm really getting into it right now. I just love all the positive messages. So, I never really embraced Christian music before, but I'm like a closet Christian music fan right now. That's funny.
Good for you. Something different.
Yeah.
It's come to our attention that you've had a number one Billboard song in Japan and perhaps even elsewhere. Can you give us some details about that?
Yeah, I lived in Japan for 5 years, had put out 3 records there, and one of the songs was a cover of The Road, the one that Bette Midler sang, and it was a theme song for a very popular television show over there. So it was nice to kind of hear my song being played in the elevator.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's kind of as another surreal experience, but and it was in English too. So that's crazy. The number one song in Japan in English for Japanese Billboard. So
have you had other songs on the charts in addition to that particular hit?
I'm a guest singer for a project called Aqua Box that Lee Kaweri from Fame does on the side, and we had a song in the European dance chart. So yeah, I'm covering all the continents here, and America's next.
Do you want to go ahead and do a shameless plug of the song that's on the European dance charts? Do you want to give us the name of that, and we'll have our fans and your fans check it out as well?
Well, that song, you can find it on iTunes under Aqua Box. It's called Sweet Clarity, and you can also find the albums that I've released on iTunes under Anzu, A-N-Z-U.
Definitely. Everyone download that now and support Anzu. Lawson, Yayoi?
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
I've always loved your voice. Sing like just a couple of bars of something, because Robert, she has an incredible voice, so
I'd love to hear it.
Amy, would you sing a few bars of something for us?
That is the sexy voices of Hollywood. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Robert and Yayoi. There you go.
Oh, that's magnificent. Thank you so much, Anzu.
It is. I know. She's got an incredible voice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anzu, can you tell us a little bit about your comedy work?
Yeah. I never thought I would ever do stand-up comedy. And one of my really dear friend/mentors is Brad Garrett from everybody knows him from Everybody Loves Raymond. And I walked into his house one day and I was like, Brad, how do I get this house? How do I get this lifestyle you have? And I realized that, you know, he's been doing stand-up comedy since he was 18 years old. And when he won America, what is that show that he did? Star Search. But he said, don't do it. Just stick to music. Don't do it. You're crazy. And I did it anyway. And I learned, and it's completely different than music, for sure. Because you have to look at the world in a kind of what's weird, what's hard, what bugs you, what, you know, kind of ways to, you know, write your own premises and jokes and stuff. So it's an ongoing process.
Yeah, I remember seeing you in a club, and I believe you did a character of a massage therapist. And
My happy ending joke is the most viewed joke that I have on YouTube. I don't know why. I don't know why, but it is.
Can you enlighten us with regard to the happy ending joke?
It's more of a visual act-out joke, so you'll have to watch it on YouTube.
I will do that.
My mom is horrified the fact that I do comedy. She's like, don't tell people you do comedy. You'll never get married.
So are you going to be putting Margaret Cho out of a job now?
No. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even attempted comedy, definitely. She's the queen of Asian comedy to me, but, I might give her a run for her money.
People, place your bets. No, we're gonna edit that out. No one's ever gonna hear that. We're definitely betting on the upcomer, the new talent in town. That's right.
Right.
Well, is there anything else on Zoo that you want to share? Want people
share?
To know? Anything you want people to know? Want us to know? Want the world to know?
Oh God, that wasn't in the nice that you're bringing a spotlight to the up-and-coming voices of Hollywood, and if there's anybody out there that has a dream, I've always said this before, if there's a will, there's a way. There's a will, there's a way, and so belief, that's all I have to say. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Anzu, for being on the show. And by the way...
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you again. And by the way, you do have a sexy voice.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that very much.
You're very welcome. That's it, folks, and please join us next time for another Sexy Voices of Hollywood.